For 7 years and most of Barack Obama's presidency, there's been a lot of back and forth over something called the Keystone XL pipeline. It would have been an oil pipeline carrying more than 800,000 barrels of petroleum every day from Canada to oil refineries in the U.S. Gulf Coast. But President Obama announced on Friday that it won't be built, at least not under his watch. Republicans spoke out against the decision, saying it prevents thousands of jobs from being created and eliminates a boost to the U.S. economy. Democrats support the decision, saying it won't create many permanent jobs and that it could hurt the environment. They see oil as a dirty fuel. The U.S. State Department doesn't think the pipeline would have been bad for the environment, but the president named the climate as part of the reason for his decision.
President Obama rejected the Keystone Pipeline, saying the Canadian project would have sent the wrong message to the world on the issue of climate change. The president accepted the recommendation of Secretary of State John Kerry, whose department analyzed the project for nearly 7 years. Mr. Obama acknowledged Keystone had become embroiled in politics, as Republicans said the project would have created U.S. jobs, while Democrats argued an approval from the White House would have been a damaging defeat in the battle against global warming. In the past, the president had said he would turn down the pipeline if it could contribute to climate change, something his own State Department concluded would not occur. Not surprisingly, though, the president sided with his own party. Here's what he had to say.
America is now a global leader when it comes to taking serious action to fight climate change. And frankly, approving this project would have undercut that global leadership. And that's the biggest risk we face. Not acting.
The president will now take that message to the upcoming Global Climate Summit in Paris in a few weeks. White House officials say it would have been very difficult for President Obama to go to that summit having approved the Keystone Pipeline project. Both the company behind Keystone, TransCanada, and the Canadian government expressed disappointment in the president's decision. Jim Acosta, CNN, the White House.
Some of our viewers in Southern California saw it on Saturday night, a bright white light streaming across the sky. Some folks alerted police, others speculated it was a meteor or aliens. Nope. The U.S. Navy says it was testing out a missile. According to the military, it had been planned in advance. It was a test missile flight launched from a submarine named the USS Kentucky. The weapon itself was not armed, so it couldn't blow up even if it had hit something. Los Angeles International Airport was aware of the test and says it'll be keeping flights away from the area until Thursday when these military tests